Graham, starting with you, how are you feeling?
Just absolutely over the moon. It's been a long week of preparation, getting ready for this game. And it was just like the apprehension before. But the lads were magnificent today, so we're absolutely delighted with the performance and obviously the result.
It wasn't easy, was it? They came up for a fight and they gave you one.
Yeah, I mean, first half I thought we started quite brightly and I thought we were the better team for the first maybe 25 minutes, half an hour. They had a spell for 10, 15 minutes where they came into the game and they played some half-decent stuff. But that goal off Julio at the end of the first half, I think that might have knocked the stuffing out of them a little bit, and I generally thought we controlled the second half from there.
And you've already sampled Wembley as a manager with no shields. I think it might be a little unfair to ask you to compare that experience with this, but I mean, is it as good as that experience? Is it even sweeter?
No, I mean, you're just on each on the merit. So I've been to Wembley a few times now with different clubs, and they're all just fantastic experiences, the whole journey all the way through.
Yeah.
So this is as good as any that I've been involved in.
Now, Lee, you've actually won the FA Vars as a player,
yeah,
with Whitley Bay. What are your immediate feelings right now?
I guess I'm just so elated for the players because I know how they'll be feeling right now. You know, Julio's just come and stood alongside us now. You know, he was visibly, you know, full of emotion coming off the pitch, and you know, it's just incredible. We're so proud of this group of players. We're so proud of everybody at the football club because this club's been through some dark days over recent years. And, you know, this hasn't just happened by magic either. You know, we've got to thank the likes of Jeff Thompson, who's put an incredible amount of time and money and effort into the football club to make it what it is today. But, you know, another hat off to the fans today as well. And the support we've enjoyed from the town itself has been phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't even like to guess what that support will be like down at Wembley, but I'm certainly looking forward to it. That's for sure.
Yeah, you almost sound a little overcome with emotion yourself, Lee, as if you can't quite believe it.
No, well, I can't believe it, but I'm also very emotional because I woke up this morning and it was kind of looking for where I get my inspiration from today, and there was a local TV station did an interview with an ex-teammate of mine, Mark Taylor, who I played with at Whitley Bay in the first final in 2009. And unfortunately, he contracted motor neuron disease not long after that final. And it was, you know, he did an interview last week, and just the strength and resilience that he's shown in his own life has given me a lot of inspiration. And I just want to, on a personal note, kind of, you know, do that for him today.
Yeah.
You know, he's just an incredible guy who's an inspiration to everybody who knows him.
Well, you've both done the town proud. You really have, and the players. And the feeling around this place, it's just exceptional. And when Julio scored that opening goal today, he really knows how to find the back of the net, doesn't he? Graham, I mean, that goal at Team Solent was something special, but I think even today's goal was better.
In
terms of importance,
he can score these goals from 40 yards and 25 yards. It's the penalty spot we need to work on, I think. But, we're just having a little joke with Julio about that. But, what a strike again today, you know, at a vital time. I think once you come in at half-time in a fairly even game first half, but you come in ahead with a strike like that, I think it just knocked the stuffing out of them, and I thought his whole performance today was magnificent from start to finish.
Yeah. I read both your comments after the first leg, and I think it's fair to say neither of you were too impressed with the team's performance.
No, definitely not.
And I found, in a way, I found that a little ironic because you just won your 23rd game in a row. You guys set very high expectations, don't you?
No, we do.
Wait.
Yeah, we... I think that's one of the keys to our success that we've enjoyed this season so far. You know, and I'll say so far because we haven't won anything yet. We haven't won any trophies, league or, you know, or cups. So, but, you know, in terms of the run of results that we've had, it's been key to that, the standards that we try and hold ourselves to and the players to, day in, day out, week in, week out. And it was just a real high focus on not being complacent this week, learning from our mistakes, because there were plenty of them in the first leg. And I thought the lads responded magnificently well today and did a fantastic job under a lot of pressure. You know, yes, there was 3,500 people here, and, you know, and all willing to give their support, which is brilliant, but that, you know, a lot of pressure comes with that as well. And I thought the lads dealt with it really, really well today.
Another record attendance, yeah, by the way, yeah, you know, smashed again in the space of a few weeks. What do you know about Cleethorpes Town? You're playing them in the final now, Graham?
Not a great deal at the moment. We watched them in last week's semi-final, first leg, just the highlights of that. So we know a little bit from that game. But as always, we'll be doing our homework, our research. We'll come up with a game plan to hopefully go to Wembley and beat them.
Okay, so hopefully you'll both have a little time to celebrate this evening. But what comes next for South Shields? What's your next game?
Shildon on Wednesday, League Cup semi-final. And again, you know, our mentality is we're in four competitions. Let's try and go and win them all.
Yeah,
100%. There'll certainly be, you know, we certainly won't take the foot off the pedal from our end, and we expect the players to follow suit. You know, of course, we want them to go and enjoy their weekend this weekend, 100%. And no doubt there'll be various tales to tell after tonight and all that kind of stuff. But we'll be back here on Monday, and we'll be preparing for Wednesday's game just as well as we prepared for the last two.
Okay, that's lovely. Well, it's starting to rain now, so thank you so much for your time.
Cheers.
And all the very best for the final in May.
Thank you
both of you. Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you.